Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, May 11, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. We have a stacked broadcast. First, I will tell you that I have a brand new column, justice, truth, justice, and the American way. I don't even know what I'm writing anymore. I'm so delirious. Truth, justice, and the American way, off the Superman thing. And I hope you read it, and let me know what you think. All right, our lead story today is how this General Flynn story was covered. And it is getting very intense with Barack Obama and Chuck Todd of NBC News. So let's begin with the stats. So on Thursday, May 7th, this story broke that the Justice Department said, we're not going to prosecute General Michael Flynn because our evidence shows the FBI set him up. And set him up in a way that's frightening to every American, because remember, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is the most powerful investigative agency in the world, not just in the United States. And they, according to their own notes, handwritten notes, set Flynn up. So the Attorney General Barr said, look, we're not going to go ahead with this any longer, even though General Flynn did plead guilty initially to lying to an FBI agent. Then he withdrew that plea. All right. So that's the setup for this story. Now, it's a pretty significant story because it has to do with Russian collusion, the Mueller investigation, President Trump, all of that. So you think that everybody go wild in covering this story. Not so much. ABC News, that's David Muir, gave it one minute, 45 seconds on Thursday night. NBC, 2 minutes, 18 seconds. CBS News, 2 minutes, 58 seconds. So CBS News gave it almost 3 minutes. They are the champ. I would have given, had I been anchoring those broadcasts, about 4 to 5 minutes, two segments and maybe a quick interview, or maybe a little bit longer interview if I could have landed Flynn or anybody like that as attorney. Now on cable from 7 to 11, 4 hours, it's called Primetime Block. CNN gave it 2 minutes, 47 seconds. So there's no dispute. CNN is not a news agency any longer. It is a propaganda outfit. You have 4 hours of airtime. You give the Flynn story 2 minutes and 47 seconds. So no mention on Cuomo prime time, nothing. 2 minutes, 40 seconds on Aaron Burnett. Then they had a coronavirus town hall, but they could have easily cut in to the, it was a 2 hour block and just, you know, did updates on it. They didn't do it. They don't care about the story. MSNBC gave it 30 minutes and 4 hours. Okay, they don't care about the story. Fox News, 90 minutes, hour and a half and 4 hours. So that's how they cover it. Now, on Sunday, Meet the Press did discuss the Flynn situation with Peggy Noonan, who was a speechwriter for President Reagan. She's a columnist for Wall Street Journal. Peggy Noonan is a Trump hater and has gone pretty far left in her musings. That's why she's on NBC News. In this assessment, Chuck Todd criticized Attorney General Barr, who was the guy who made the decision to drop the charges against Mueller. Roll the tape.
Peggy Noonan, I want you to listen to this Bill Barr answer to a question about what will history say about this. Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the attorney general. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. He was almost admitting that, yeah, this is a political job.
Well, that was a lie, a direct lie by Chuck Todd. So here's what Attorney General Barr actually said when you don't edit his remarks. Go.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history, but I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law. It helped it upheld the standards of the Department of Justice, and it undid what was an injustice.
All right, so Todd, who's responsible for his broadcast, cut off Barr's answer and then lied about Barr. I mean, that's a firing offense, and President Trump is now calling for him to be fired. If you were practicing journalism, Todd would have to be suspended at the very least. Now, NBC News issued a statement, quote, earlier today, we inadvertently and inaccurately cut short a video clip of an interview with AG Barr before offering commentary and analysis. The remaining clip included important remarks from the Attorney General that we missed and we regret the error. They didn't miss it. They cut it out. They didn't miss it, wasn't inadvertent, did it on purpose. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. As you may know, but probably don't know, under President Obama, the nation's colleges were advised to take a very hard line against any student who was accused of any misbehavior. And many, I would say thousands, maybe tens of thousands, were expelled without due process. So the Obama advisement on what they call Title IX was for colleges to adopt a preponderance of evidence standard and not cross-examine the accusers. So that if you were a woman, let's just take a woman, and you accused a boy of misbehavior, and you brought in two of your friends to say, oh yeah, she told me that that happened, the boy's done. That's all you need. Now remember the Duke lacrosse case. Remember that. The Obama administration did this knowing all about the Duke lacrosse case. And again, I would say tens of thousands were expelled. Now, the Trump administration has revised Title IX. The Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, revised it, all right? And said, no, schools will have to investigate allegations in a formal manner, all right? And they have to cross-examine the accusers in a formal way, in a public way. This is the new Title IX on Trump. Well, here's what Biden says about that. Full screen, go. Quote, this new rule gives colleges a green light to ignore sexual violence and strip survivors of their rights. This college is off the hook for protecting students by permitting them to choose to investigate only the more extreme acts of violence and harassment and requiring them to investigate in a way that dissuades survivors from coming forward, unquote. Well, if you're an accuser and somebody could lose their whole life by being expelled from a college for misconduct, you don't think you have a right to be questioned? Joe Biden doesn't. Another quick break and I'll be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. There's a new poll out from ABC News. 532 adults, way too small to get anything. Dems, 29%, Republicans, 24%, Independent, 38%. And the question is, which of the following statements comes closest to your point of view? Opening the country now is worth it because it will keep the economic damage to a minimum. 34% say that. Opening the country now is not worth it because it'll mean more lives lost, 64%. I don't believe that poll. I don't believe it. 532 people, probably all in Seattle and New York and San Francisco. You don't know where they're. I think it's about 50-50. 50% want the country reopened. 50% don't. There are a lot of scared people. There are. And I know them. Not all of them, but I know a number of them. They're frightened. I mean, approaching 100,000 deaths, 80,000. And particularly if you're over the age of 60, people are scared. Now, I think we should reopen with the masks and all of the precautions. Very slowly on the sports and all that, but I'd open sports without spectators. Germany. Going to start their pro league on Saturday, pro soccer. No spectators. Let's get some morale going, TV, radio coverage, all of that. I'm going to do a report on whether the baseball players are going to take a salary cut. You have to. You got no fans coming in. You have to. And the hockey and the basketball, too. But anyway, we got to open it. People got to eat. Okay? But we have to do it methodically. That's a key word, methodically. And for those of you who are scared, okay. I'm not going to mock you or demean you for being frightened. You can stay home. If you're too scared to go out, don't. Don't. Stay home. All right. I thought we had a very good program. Let us know what you think. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You want to reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And we will see you tomorrow.